This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski, Senate District 33 in Bozeman. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A statewide disaster has been declared because of historic flooding in Carbon, Park, and Stillwater counties, in addition to flood warnings across Montana. The executive order was signed by Republican Lieutenant Governor Kristen Juris as acting Montana governor. Republican Montana Governor Greg Gianforte is in Europe. Gianforte has been out of the country for a week. The state constitution allows for the lieutenant governor to serve as acting governor when requested by the governor. Montana's Disaster and Emergency Services, or DES, is working with local authorities in Carbon, Park, and Stillwater counties. DES is also working with FEMA. DES leads the State Emergency Coordination Center and is working with local authorities in affected areas. The state activated the coordination center on Monday. Floodwaters on the Yellowstone River have devastated roads, bridges, homes, and properties. Most of the bridges across the Yellowstone River in Paradise Valley are unsafe, with the exceptions of Pine Creek, Murphy Lane, and Mill Creek bridges. The Park County Sheriff's Office advises people to stay off all bridges crossing the Yellowstone River as they work to assess the structural integrity of the bridges. Yellowstone River floodwaters crested around 11 p.m. Monday night and have since receded 5 to 6 feet. Evacuations and rescues are ongoing. Two airlifts have been made up the Boulder River and near Cook City and Silvergate, and several swift water rescues have been performed. The Montana National Guard is performing helicopter rescues. No deaths or injuries have been reported as a result of record-setting flooding along the northern border of Yellowstone National Park along the Yellowstone River. Park officials are still trying to assess the extent of the damage from the flooding, which washed out roads and destroyed bridges on Monday, as well as washed away riverside homes outside the park. The flooding has left some tourists, residents, and business owners stranded and struggling with an uncertain future. The park's northern border towns of Gardner, Silvergate, and Cook City were temporary islands due to the flooding, along with nearby residential areas in Cinnabar and Tom Minor basins. The Park Service closed all 5 entrances into Yellowstone on Monday. It's the first time in 34 years that Yellowstone National Park has been closed outright. The last time was during raging forest fires in 1988. The Yellowstone River flood caused 6 washouts of the road between Gardner at the park's north entrance and the park headquarters in Mammoth Hot Springs, Wyoming, just 5 miles to the south. The destroyed road sections could be counted in a helicopter video the Park Service posted online. Highway 89 is the main route to Gardner from the north and the community of Livingston. Many bridges and roads in the park and in neighboring Park, Carbon, and Stillwater counties are destroyed or compromised. On Monday, the Yellowstone River was flowing atop the highway in a narrow stretch known as Yankee Jim Canyon. The Yellowstone River posted a record high flow of 50,000 cubic feet per second on Monday at the U.S. Geological Survey's Corwin Springs River Gauge downstream from Gardner. On Tuesday, the Yellowstone River flow in that same location had dropped by nearly half to 27,800 CFS. With little notice or fanfare, the Montana Department of Transportation and the Park County Sheriff's Office opened Highway 89 at Yankee Jim Canyon late Tuesday morning. Only delivery and service vehicles, Gardner residents, and outbound visitors are allowed on the road. The Yellowstone River in Park County is closed to all recreational use. All fishing access sites on the Yellowstone River in Park County are closed from the National Park boundary north past Livingston. Most fishing access sites below Springdale Bridge downstream to Captain Clark Fishing Access Site near the Bighorn River confluence are closed. Many more closures are in effect, including Cameron Bridge Fishing Access, all Jefferson River fishing access sites from Cardwell Bridge down to the Missouri Headwaters State Park and portions of that park. All Gallatin River and East Gallatin River fishing access sites are closed, as are many others. This is Montana State Senator J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.